Welcome to the Brainy Gamer Podcast, Special Edition, GDC 2011 Audio Diary, Part 1. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Michael, and I am happy to have you with me as always. I'm trying something different this time that I hope you'll enjoy. I'm recording on the road at GDC, a series of audio diaries that are intended to convey a sense of, what it's like to attend this monster event. It starts in the car on the way to the airport, and it'll end when the conference ends on Saturday. If you're a regular GDC attendee, these diaries may be of little interest to you since you already know about all about the conference. But if you're curious about the event and have never had the chance to attend, maybe these little diaries will be interesting listening for you. I hope so. I should say that I'm recording with a portable device, so the sound quality is pretty good, but a little uneven. And these really are personal diaries, so they're not meant to detail the particulars of certain sessions. I'll cover those on my website. But instead, they're simply meant to convey a sense of what it's like to be here. So they're idiosyncratic and very much from my point of view. Not much I can do about that, I suppose. So that's the plan. I hope you enjoy this first installment, which covers the first part of my trip. And as always, thanks for listening, and away we go. Well, it's 4:19 in the morning, and I'm headed to the airport for a GDC, and my God, it's early. I don't know why I do this to myself. You know, I can choose another flight and get there a little later, but I think I don't because I feel like I get to GDC late anyway. So, you know, sort of every minute counts. By the time I leave here, it's Tuesday afternoon when I get to San Francisco. And, you know, GDC's already been going for a day and a half at that point. I just can't make the first couple of days, which are mainly devoted to summits and, you know, professional development stuff. The conference itself begins. The sessions and the roundtables and all that sort of thing begins on Wednesday, so I'm there for all of those. But, you know, the other thing for me is just it's impossible for me to take a whole week off. I envy people who can do that because, I mean, I'm a teacher and I just cannot leave my classes behind for a solid week. It's just impossible. And, you know, I've mentioned this on my blog, but I've got a 3-year-old child and she is just incredibly rambunctious these days. I mean, like, you cannot believe. And so leaving her with my wife for a whole week is just, like, not going to happen. So I'm happy to be going to GDC, and I'm happy to get there when I can. But I, you know, I do always sort of feel like the party's started when I get there. But like I said, I don't miss any of the sessions I want to see. And the whole thing's so jam-packed anyway that I can never possibly see everything anyway, so I think I can just let that all go. I have no idea how this is going to go. I decided I was going to try this audio diary thing, and I hope you'll find it interesting. There'll probably be entries like this, which are, you know, essentially me just talking into my mic. in this case, I'm in my car driving. But you know, in the end, maybe piecing it all together will give you a glimpse of what going to GDC looks like, and that's really my goal. So I'll sign off now, and I'll come back probably at the airport, and before you know it, we'll be in San Francisco. And I'm on the ground in San Francisco. It's about 12:30 p.m. local time. Easy flight, and I'm 4 minutes late. So that's good, because last year I was 9 hours late, and they canceled my hotel when I got there because I didn't show up soon enough. And they lost my luggage, and actually they lost my luggage both ways, which was a lot of fun. And also I got sick and I had laryngitis. So last GDC was really not not good for me in all kinds of ways, but I still had fun and still had a great time. Anyway, things are looking much better now. And so waiting for my luggage, and I'm going to get in a cab and head to the hotel, and I'll check in later. Well, I've checked into my hotel, and I'm doing it a little differently this year. Usually, to sort of defray costs, I stay with an alumnus from the college that I teach at, and that didn't work out this year. So I'm at a hotel, and let me tell you something about San Francisco cab drivers. I've lived in New York and lived there for quite some time, actually, and so I have a pretty good feel for those drivers. I've been in other cities around the world, reputed to have aggressive drivers. Italy, kid, those guys are nuts, and various other places. But I think I got airborne today. I'm pretty sure we did a French Connection thing today, a Steve McQueen bullet thing today, because I was in the back seat and we hit some sort of hill. And I know at least one tire got off the ground. So we got from the airport to this hotel in the fastest time I've ever seen getting from the airport to downtown San Francisco. So, you know, it's a funny thing because the guy scares you out of your mind. And then, you know, you give him a big tip because you're just grateful for the experience. And you're just so lucky to be alive, you know, and you're there and you've reached your destination, and thank God he got you there and he did it fast. So here's a big tip, buddy. Anyway, I'm here, and more good news. I got upgraded to a mini suite, which is sweet, extremely nice. And so it's great because I'm here for enough days that having a really comfortable place to be is just like, oh, it's fantastic. So this is a diary, and, you know, so I'm going to be like talking about all kinds of stuff. I'm not going to edit myself very much. It's just me talking about what I'm thinking. But, you know, I mean, I'm here having just closed a show back home, and it just drained me, as it usually does. Sort of 5 weeks of rehearsals every night with, you know, sort of climbing a big mountain with these actors. And it was a great experience, but I'm always just wiped at the end of it. So GDC often comes at the end of that sort of thing for me, and it did this year. And I'm just so grateful to be here, partly just because it's GDC and I love San Francisco, but partly just because it feels like a little vacation from that other stuff I've been doing for quite some time, and which sort of took a lot out of me. So here I am, and glad to be here. In a little bit, I'm going to go check in and get my press credentials over at the Moscone Center. And pretty soon I'm going to be talking about GDC itself. So thanks for sticking with me, and more soon. I got my press credentials, and it was a little bit of a hassle, but no big deal. The short story is that I had applied for my press pass, you know, weeks ago. And for whatever reason, I didn't hear anything back. And I've, you know, I've gotten the same sort of deal each year for the last few years, so I didn't think it would be any big issue, but I never heard anything. And it got to the point where I wasn't going to be able to go to the conference if I didn't register. So I went ahead and paid for the main conference pass, which is, you know, it's very expensive. People have asked me sort of, what does it take to go to GDC, and you have to be an industry professional and all. I mean, you do have to apply for registration, but you know, I think they basically keep the people they don't want coming to GDC out by charging just these insanely huge amounts of money to get in. So, you know, I paid $1,300 basically, if you want to know the bottom line, to get this main conference pass, hoping that, you know, I'd work it out with them eventually and get reimbursed. And then, you know, I paid it, and like 3 days ago, I got an email saying, okay, well, here's your press pass, and so come check in when you get here. So I sent them back a thing saying, well, that's great, can you reimburse me? And they said, sure. And then, and so basically I've been going from one place to the next in the Moscone Center trying to get my reimbursement. And I think we finally sorted it out. Everybody was nice, but it's just they don't really talk to each other. The people who set up the press stuff and the people who do the conference registrations are two different organizations, and they just don't talk much to each other. Anyway, it's all worked out, and I'm $1,300 richer. I'll talk more about the Moscone Center tomorrow and the layout of GDC and kind of how it all sets up. It's going full bore, and I've already seen a couple of people, which is really cool. But I'll talk more about that stuff, and I'll let you meet a few of the people that I meet here as we get a little farther along. So in the meantime, I'm going to sign off now and take a little break. I'm having dinner tonight with some friends, most of whom I think you'll know if you follow my podcast, and GDC begins full steam for me tomorrow morning. So talk to you soon. It's a little after 11 o'clock, and I just got back from dinner with some friends, Chris Dahlin and Ryan Kuo from Killscreen, Gus Mastrapa, freelance writer extraordinaire, one of my favorite writers about games, and Nels Anderson from Clay Games. They've all been on the podcast, and they're just all really cool guys. It was sort of the married guys dinner, which we just sort of threw together at the last minute. We all are married, and we all, I don't know, it feels weird at GDC being a little older and sort of having an established life, some of us with kids, because so many people at GDC seem like free agents, sort of, you know, memories of myself 10 or 20 years ago. So, you know, it's, I guess maybe we gravitate toward each other because we kind of know what it's like to have two lives, basically. But it was wonderful. And, you know, this is, it just reminds me of why GDC functions as kind of two things at once. It's the formal stuff that's all about the conference and the sessions that are planned. But it's also all this stuff that happens around the conference. And this is true everywhere, you know, in academic conferences that I used to go to all the time, that, you know, this was typical. You'd go to parties and mixers and stuff, and that's where a lot of the interesting things happened. But it's true here too. And, you know, I was just thinking about the stuff we talked about at dinner, and I know this is why this week just feels like an oasis in the desert for me, because I don't have very many people to talk to about games where I live. Obviously Brainy Gamer's fantastic for that, and I get great conversations going there, but they're not, you know, one-to-one personal conversations around a table with, you know, dim sum. And so you know, it's just a terrific thing, and I just love it so much, and I'm grateful for it too, because it recharges me, you know, keeps me going. So, you know, I was just thinking about what we talked about, and we talked about programming as the single most complex human endeavor in history, and why we need someone to write a book like Understanding Comics for Coding, and, you know, who should write that book. That's a great idea. Somebody needs to do this. That would sell. At least I would buy 20 copies of it for my students each year. We talked about animation, animators coming into game design and how they're changing things. We talked about board games as kind of core game design vehicles. I learned the proper pronunciation of Clay Games, which I used to call Clay Games. K-L-E-I, which is where Nels works. It's actually called Clay Games. So, and you know, it was fun talking with him because he loves working there. And I mean, I don't mean to disparage, you know, my friends who are developers at other places, but there's a lot of complaining among game designers about how horrible their lives are. And for good reason. I mean, you know, when you hear about the actual lives that many of these people lead, it's grueling, beyond grueling. It's just really difficult. And so it's really great to hear Nels talk about working there and just enjoying it so much. What else? We talked about Double Fine as the nostalgia factory, which is an interesting take, because I think if you look at their games, they've developed this kind of style or approach to game design, which is essentially nostalgic, both in setting, but also in terms of how the games are built. You know, we talked about the latest Killscreen issue and blah, blah, blah. So I thought about taking my recorder, and then I thought, you know, I don't want to make people feel like they're on the spot, you know, being recorded. So I didn't take it, but I will bring it with me tomorrow to GDC, and I'll be giving you some thoughts on the sessions that I attend. So I'm going to hit the hay, and I will make one more recording in the morning, which will basically just lay out which sessions I've decided to attend. And I still, as of now, haven't decided for sure which ones. It's going to be a last minute decision. And then I'll probably go ahead and put this up. And then my next diary will be a reflection on some of the sessions that I attended. So again, I hope you're enjoying these, and I will be back soon. Okay, it's Wednesday morning. Good morning. And I'm off and running late, of course. So I'm going to make this fast. I also want to get this out before I leave for the first sessions this morning and get something posted for you to listen to this first diary. So I've got the sessions in front of me. It's the day of reckoning. I've got to choose now. I've been holding off. There's just too many sessions. I've said this before. Everybody says this. Too many great sessions. You can only attend a few. So here's the scoop. I'm going to go to Clint Hawking's talk on dynamics, the state of the art. You just can't miss him. No matter who else is talking, he's the highlight. I think that's been my experience in each of the GDCs I've attended. Unforgettable talks. Even when he doesn't necessarily give you the answers or propose a specific solution, the things he points at, the ideas, the concepts he's grappling with, seem to me always to be about three steps ahead of where everyone else is. So that's at 10:30. That means I'm going to miss a postmortem on Prince of Persia from Jordan Mechner. I'm going to miss Dead Space 2's musical postmortem. And you know, I'm very interested in music in games, so that's a shame. And I'm going to miss this really wonderful career retrospective on Yu Suzuki from Sega. And I feel bad about that too, but Hawking wins. Okay, so we go on. Let's see. At 12, I'm going to attend the GDC Micro Talks. It's basically 10 speakers in 1 hour, just very quickly proposing ideas they have for games or the game industry. You know, Jamin Brophy Warren from Killscreen, Brenda Brathwaite, you know, all kinds of really cool people, David Jaffe, Rich LeMarchand, blah, blah, blah. Lots of people. Jason Rohrer. So great, smart people and interesting pitches. Let's see. At 1:30, I'm going to attend a session on remaking the World of Warcraft through Cataclysm. This looks really interesting. It's from Tom Chilton. Blizzard is talking about essentially how they had to remake the game from the user's perspective, but also from the designer's perspective. When they brought out Cataclysm, when they designed Cataclysm. And so that looks interesting to me. That means I have to miss Frank Lance talking about his topic is life and death and middle pair, Go, Poker, and the Sublime. I have no idea what that is, but it sounds interesting, and he's a cool guy. So sorry, can't go to that one. Let's see, 3 o'clock. This is the hardest one of all. This may be the hardest session conflicting horribleness of all the days. It's basically 1, 2, 3, 4, well, 4 or 5 sessions that I would love to attend. I can only do one, of course. So I've chosen one. It's going to be conducted by Richard Rouse from Ubisoft, and it's called 7 Ways a Video Game Can Be Moral. I'm sort of attending this one because I think maybe others won't attend it, and I'm always interested in the ethical dimension of games, so maybe I'll have something to say about that that you know that won't get a flood of coverage. That means that I'm going to miss the Failure Workshop, which is you know Kyle Gabler from 2D Boy and who else? Brad Wardle from Starduck, Chris Hecker, talking about their ideas that failed along the way and why they failed. There's an interesting session by Zynga on designing games for the 43-year-old woman, quote unquote. And that sounds interesting to me, too. I think, you know, we sort of routinely giggle at Zynga and social games and that sort of thing. But this year at GDC, there's clearly a backlash there on that dismissal, the dismissive attitude, I think, that we take towards those games. And so I'd love to hear what he has to say. And then finally, I'm going to be missing a session on art direction in Dead Space 2, which I'm really into art direction. And I love going to sessions where people explain their approach artistically, visually to games, music as well. So can't do that. Okay. At 4:30, I've decided to attend a session by David Cage called Creating an Emotional Roller Coaster in Heavy Rain. And I'm attending that, admittedly, from a very skeptical point of view. I didn't like that game much. And I'm just curious to see what he has to say about what he was trying to do and why he thinks that the game achieved this emotional roller coaster ride. And, you know, maybe he can convince me. I mean, I'm going in with an open mind, and I'd love to play that game again, frankly. I'd love for him to convince me that I need to give it another look. So maybe he will, and I'll look forward to that. Of course, what am I missing? I'm missing designing Limbo's puzzles. Loved Limbo. I'd love to hear about that. And Ken Hudson from LucasArts is doing a session on player-driven stories and how we can get closer to our dreams about where that can go. I'm always interested in storytelling, so, you know, it's a shame I can't make that one. So that's it. Then, as you can imagine, this is a huge packed day, and of course it ends with the Game Developers Choice Awards and the annual IGF Awards, and I'll be attending that too. I was a judge for the IGF Awards this year, so we get to sit in this really cool section down front, like last year, and like we're bigwigs, you know, and so that's fun, and I probably won't stay for the second half of it. I'll probably only stay for the IGF Awards, mainly because that's what I'm more interested in, frankly. So I'm sorry I've been rushing through this, but like I said, I'm running late. I want to get this out. So that's my day, and I will report back my thoughts on some of those sessions, and I'll write about them as well, and I'll also talk to some people that I meet along the way. I'm not even sure who those will be, but we'll see. I'll have my recorder with me, and I'll continue these diaries. Again, sorry this was kind of rushed, but hope you can make sense of it, and I will see you again in a little while.